Hello? Yan, magandang gabi po sa bawat isang nanonood sa atin po ngayong gabi. At kami po muli ay naririto, Brother JR po and yeah. Pastor June Santos.
Hello. Okay. Magandang
Pastor,
gabi.
Magandang gabi. Basta ka? Okay ka lang?
Okay lang. Okay ang internet lang, hindi ayos.
Oo nga po eh. Every time talaga, no? Na, kami rin, actually mga kaibigan ng mga nanonood sa amin yung gabi. Eh, pare-parehas kami dalawa po ni Pastor eh, nagkaroon po ng mga problema sa kay Pastor John, internet, sa akin naman po, eh, yung akin pong computer. Kaya po medyo nilalaro tayo ni Satanas ngayong gabi. pero hindi naman siya magtatagumpay sa atin ngayong gabi. Patuloy pa rin naman tayo. Kaya nga medyo ibang camera yung gamit ko ngayon. Hindi maganda ang register ko ngayon sa camera.
Meron gano'n, ha?
Pero gano'n pa man, tuloy pa rin tayo sa ating pong pag-aaral. Ano po? Ito po ay bagong series po ng ating pong pag-aaral. At napaka-exciting po. Yun, medyo nadulas na rin po ako, no? Series po ito. Pero medyo, hindi ka
part
po.
Lang, hindi, part two.
Hanggang two parts lang po ito. Kaya po, pero na, may papangako ko po sa inyo that this topic is very exciting kasi po ito pong topic na ito ay kumbaga sa ating lahat. Okay?
Correct.
Saktong-sakto sa ating lahat. At sa panahon po natin ngayon, kailangan po natin itong mapakinggan. At kung kayo po ay nanonood ngayon sa amin, inaanyaya ko po kayo na pakishare na lamang po yung live stream natin para po mapanood po tayo ng ating po mga kaibigan. Especially yung ating po mga kaibigan hindi pa po mananampalataya. Okay. So ngayon, sasabihin ko na kung anong topic natin. Ang topic po natin is katulad po ng nasabi ko last time is yung pagtatagumpay sa pagsubok at tukso. Yan.
Yan.
Napakaganda pong topic nito kasi yun nga po nabanggit ito kanina. Ano po, Pastor?
Makaka-relate tayong lahat dyan.
Lahat. Kumbaga, salong-salo nating lahat dyan, walang maiiwan. Yan. Mm. So, ngayong gabi po, ang una munang pag-aaralan natin ay ang pagtatagumpay sa mga pagsubok. Okay, by next week po, doon naman po tayo sa tukso. Yan. Medyo mabigat-bigat din po yung pangalawa, tukso po yun eh. Pero ito po, medyo
light
pagsubok
light.
Po. Hindi naman siguro light, Pastor, kasi lahat naman tayo dumadaan sa pagsubok eh. Medyo correct. Yan, medyo mabigat din to. Kumbaga same level lang sila, iba nga lang yung atake nung isa.
Yan. Correct.
Mm-hmm. Iba lang ang atake. It's more of ang pagsubok kasi it's more of us eh, 'di ba? Ang ano naman, ang tukso naman it's more of ang pinaggagalingan naman yun is sa labas, 'di ba? So, yan, pagsubok at tukso. Ayan po. So, yun pong ating pag-uusapan ngayong gabi. At kung yun nga po, kung pwede nga po sana, iniyayahan namin kayo na pakishare yung ating pong live streaming ngayong gabi. Okay. So, Pastor, let's share our slide. Yan po, Turning Trials into Triumph. Overcoming Trials and Temptation, Part 1.
Yan. Let's go. Part 1 na ha. Kasi, the more I, study it deeply, and merong mga bagay na hindi mo pwedeng ano yan,
iwanan.
Sa passage na meron tayo, nakita ko rin na magkaiba talaga yung trials at magkaiba talaga yung tinatawag na temptations.
Correct.
That's why doon sa text na meron tayo, makikita natin kung bakit ginamit ni James ang salitang ito. Mm-hmm. And then pagdating ng chapter 1 verses 13, makita natin na medyo na iba yung tone ni James. Pero mamaya, pagkala natin kung anong meron. Pero mag-concentrate lang tayo doon sa topic natin sa gabing ito. It's all about trials, no? Pero hindi natin pwedeng isang bahala yung trials. Maybe sasabihin ng iba, ay, okay lang yan, trials lang yan, pagsubok lang yan. Pero hindi natin alam na merong mabigat na implications yung trial if we do not know how to handle it properly.
Tama po.
Oo. And sometimes kasi, yung din trials, it could lead us to what we call temptations.
Correct.
Okay, pamaya explain natin. Pero ngayon, pag-usapan muna natin kung bakit merong trials, kung bakit merong tinatawag na pagsubok or may tinatawag testing, kung bakit merong tinatawag na, kumbaga, exam eh. Exam, di ba? Parang nag-aaral ka, siyempre, bakit ka nag-aaral? Kasi pagdating ng last semester, you're going to have what you call exams. So, yun yung goal ng tinatawag na ng trial sa life.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa introduction natin, so I think it's very important to us, balikan natin kung bakit meron tinatawag na pagsubok. That's why sa ating introduction, binalikan ko yung our sinful nature sa ating text, sa ating slide point, sa slide na meron tayo. Sabi natin dyan, pakibasa brother dyan.
Okay, our sinful state, when we become Christian, all our sin is erased by the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. When Jesus died, he redeemed us from the power or authority of Satan.
Correct. So kung tingnan natin, balik pa rin sa basic which is our salvation.
Okay?
Pinag-usapan natin salvation, and that salvation led us to what we call a life na kung saan ay we are justified by God. Declare tayo ng Panginoon na justified, ang kasalanan natin na erase because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross for our sake. Okay? He died for us, and then He redeemed us. He buy us back for us to be able to enjoy yung blessing ng tinatawag na relationship with God. So that's the blessing na meron tayo, yung relationship with God. And then sabi natin, He redeemed us from the power or authority of Satan. Ibig sabihin, kahit anong tukso or kahit anong gawin ni Satan sa atin, wala na siyang authority sa life na meron tayo because the Holy Spirit is living in us. And mapansin natin na yun yung napakagandang bagay na hindi pwedeng sirain ni Satanas, which is yung wala na siyang pakialam sa atin. Or not what I'm saying is hindi yung tinatawag na walang pakialam, kundi hindi magtatagumpay yung kapangyarihan ng Satanas, okay? If we are, you know, meron tayong sapat na knowledge when it comes to our status or standing before God. So sabi yan, however, kaya nga meron trials, okay? However, dahil kahit na meron tayong kaligtasan, na-erase na yung sin natin through the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus Christ, okay? Mapansin natin, sabi yan, however, even though we were given, I think nasa second slide, even though we were given new spiritual life, ayan ah, in Christ, we still live in sinful world. Totoo naman. Hindi ibig sabihin na kapagligtas ka na, you are free from, you know, trials and testings and some kind of mga paghihirap na meron tayo. Because we're experiencing those things and lahat tayo hindi, walang sinasabing, pasok ako, exempted ako, I have a peaceful life. Meron ganun kasi. But hindi, lahat ng mananampalataya, lahat ng nakatanggap ng kaligtasan, lahat ng meron tinatawag na relasyon sa Panginoon, we can still experience trials in life. That's why be careful tayo kasi maraming groups or religious organization that saying or trying to entice us, parang invite tayo, oh dito kayo, when you receive this ganyan from the Lord Jesus Christ, mawawala yung trials. Oh, hindi po totoo yun. Hindi po yun promise ng Panginoon, di ba? Hindi po promise ng Panginoon na kapag tayo naniwala sa Kanya, nag-trust sa Kanya sa ating salvation, mawawala yung trials. Hindi po yun totoo. Kaya nga sabi natin, however, even though we were given new spiritual life in Christ, we still live in this sinful world.
Correct.
Tama. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na yung world ang mag-a-adjust sa atin.
Ay, hindi.
Di ba? Sabihin, our sinful nature is still what? Is still something we have to struggle against.
Amen. Correct.
Okay? Nag-struggle tayo. Walang exempted. As long, sabi yan, as long we live here on earth, we will have to overcome our trials and temptation.
Yeah.
Yan po sa Bible. Yeah. So walang magic na mangyayari kapag tinanggap natin ang Panginoong Kristo at
wala.
Free ka na, meron kang tawag na freedom. That's why sabi natin sa next slide natin, but meron tayong but, okay? Next slide, sabi diyan. Oh, wala ako diyan. Oh, babasahin ko na lang. But, okay? But until that day, okay? As long as we live here on earth, we will have to overcome our trials and temptations. Ayan, doon pala yung nabasa ko. So, ibig sabihin, one day, God will bring new heaven and new earth and will replace our old bodies with, you know, glorious ones. Yun yung mabagdan ng promise, no? At that time, okay, God promises that there will be no sickness. Di ba? Ay, try to imagine. Kung dumating ang time na tayo ay haharap na sa Panginoon, magkakaroon tayo ng tinatawag na glorious body. Pagkakalugan tayo ng Panginoon ng incorruptible body. Okay? There will be no sickness. O, doon pa lang darating yung tinatawag na there will be no sickness, there will be no death, there will be no suffering, there will no, sabi natin, persecution, oppression, walang problema, okay? We will also not have to, what? To struggle about sin? Wala nang sin.
Okay? Tama.
Kapag dumating ang time na ganun, because God will deal with sin on the judgment day. Yun yung magandang promise para sa atin. Yun yung hope na pinapanghawakan natin na, oh, time will come kapag bumalik ang Panginoon sa Kristo. Although defeated na ang Satan, defeated na ang sin, okay, we're going to experience this what? Wow, trial-free life. Okay? Trial-free life. So, yan. Yan yung sagot kung bakit nakakaranas tayo ng pagsubok, because we are still here in sinful, or living here in sinful world na meron tayo. So, that's why mahirap man, pero yung pangako ng Panginoon, He will never leave us nor forsake us.
Forsake us, yes.
Oh, yan. Yun yung,
ikaw lang, Pastor Jun, ano? Yung, di ba sabi mo, trial free?
Oo. Oh.
Free trial.
Oh, free trial.
May free trial po. Nandito tayo, free trial po tayo dito sa lupa.
Oh, ngayon, free trial.
Yes, free trial tayo.
Pero andyan yung trial. Correct. Pero trial free. Next time, okay?
Next time.
Pag dumating ang Panginoon sa Kristo, susunduin niya na tayo at isasama niya tayo sa kalangitan.
Correct.
At maghahari tayo for how many years here on earth, okay? So yun, mga kapatid, ang sagot kung bakit tayo mayroong trials, because we are still here living in what? Sinful world. Automatic. Darating at darating na meron tayong pagsubok sa buhay. So tingnan natin ang definition ng tinatawag na trials, okay? Pag sinabi nating trials, sa next point natin, medyo nagsulat ako ng Greek ng kaunti dyan, but I'm going to explain it. So next point, definition of trials and temptation. Dapat mayroong tinatawag na differentiation, ang pagkakaiba ng tinatawag na trials, kasi baka pwede magkapalit, pero hindi dapat, no? Actually, if you're going to understand it, in the New Testament, okay, the same Greek word perasmos. Ayan, basa dyan, perasmos. O galing sa salitang pirazzo or perazzo. Okay? Yung perasmos, yung perazzo, okay, isang word lang para sa salitang test, trial, and temptation.
Oh, really? Oh,
wala nang iba sa New Testament, ha? Wala nang ibang salita for temptation, for trials, and for test. Isa lang, perasmos.
Okay.
O yun din yung ginamit ni James salita sa text natin, na perasmos lang. Sabi dyan, the basic meaning, kapag sinabing perasmos or perazzo, the basic meaning is what? Is to test something to determine response.
Oh.
Ibig sabihin, yung judgment call na meron tayo. There is what we call trial. Meron trial kasi ang point is what? Going to test our own response, kung paano tayo magre-react or kung paano tayo magre-react sa meron trials.
I see.
That's why, okay. That's why, Brother JR, kung meron tayong trials, we cannot compare our trial sa ibang tao na kakaranas ng
tama po yan.
Ng the same trial. Bakit? Kumbaga. Nag-iba-iba tayo ng reaction.
Correct.
Kaya mapansin mo, siguro may marinig kang Kristiyano na liit-liit lang na pagsubok yan. Tapos parang tayo yan. Hindi po natin pwedeng i-compare. Kasi magkakaiba nga ng tinatawag na response at magkakaiba nga tayo ng level of maturity.
Correct.
Oo, di ba? So, sinimbawa, kung parehas kayo ng level of maturity when we talk about Christian life, dapat parehas kayo ng response. Pero hindi. Sa Christian life na meron tayo as part of the body, okay, part of the body of Christ, part of the church, magkakaiba-iba tayo ng level of maturity.
Tama po.
And that's why nag-iiba-iba tayo ng response. Not only response, value.
Uy, correct.
Okay? The basic meaning of perazzo is what? To test something, to determine response, the same time, to test its value.
Correct.
Yung value na tinatawag na ano bang mas mahalaga sa iyo, anong ipaprioritize mo,
decision
kung meron bang trials, di ba? And not only that, ito yung maganda, character.
Yeah.
Yan. Merong trials, okay? Same word as temptation, perasmos, peradso, okay? To test our what? Character.
Yan.
That's why napakaganda ng plano ng Panginoon na tayo, nung tayo ay niligtas niya, ililid niya tayo sa tinatawag na maturity, which is what? Christ-likeness.
Yeah.
Uy, ang daming example sa life ni Christ when we talk about trials and temptations.
Okay?
Trials and temptations. When he was in the wilderness, Satan was trying to what? To tempt him. Di ba?
Oh,
ang daming pagkakataon. But Christ did not commit any sin under temptation and under trials. Mm-hmm. Sa next week, pag-usapan natin kung ano yung temptation. Okay? Mm-hmm. But this one, trials muna tayo. So sabi natin, next slide. Okay, maging clear sa inyo, ha? So mm-hmm. when perazo or when perasmos is used to describe external hardship allowed by God.
Okay.
Okay na, external hardship. Pastor, ano ibig sabihin kapag sinabing external hardship? Yung labas sa personality mo. Yun ang nangyayari sa kapaligiran mo. For example, itong pandemic na to nagdudulot sa atin na tinatawag na ano, hardship.
Yeah.
Hindi galing sa iyo 'yan.
Correct.
Okay? But it is what happening around you. In not only hardship, itong tinatawag na mga kalamidad. Those are part of trials. Okay? Hindi naman ibig sabihin na kapag kinabi may trials ay pang si Lord naman pinapahirapan kami. Hindi. Sabi nga kasi, it's what? It is to test you. To test your response. To test your character. To test your value. So, yun yung ibig sabihin. So, ibig sabihin, kapag ang trials or isang pangyayari na kung saan nagkukos sa atin ng hardship, ito ay tinatawag na ano, test or trials. O trials. Yeah. Trials yan, trials. Wrong spelling lang. Magkabukad lang. Okay. We use the word test or trials.
Trials. Okay?
But, ayan, meron tayong tinatawag na but. Sa makatuwid, subalit, ngunit, datakwat.
Mm-hmm.
Tagalog. But, when perasmo or perasmos used to describe inner struggle with sin.
Baliktad pala yung nasabi ko kanina.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Inner struggle with sin, we use the word temptation.
Ayun pala. Okay. Okay.
Friends, kapag ang isang pangyayari sa buhay natin, nagkukos sa atin na tayo ay parang magkukommit ng sin, yun yung tinatawag na temptation.
Yeah.
Inner struggle.
Inner
okay?
struggle.
O sino walang struggle sa buhay. O ay lahat tayo may struggle.
O hindi, makapagtaas kamay eh.
Di ba? Ako meron, okay? Ooh. Meron akong struggle sa buhay, meron akong struggle sa life. Inner struggle and sometimes those kind of things na meron tayo sa buhay, nagko-cause siya sa atin ano, magkasala tayo.
Yeah.
Kaya sabi nga ni James, yung temptation, that's normal. Okay? Mm-hmm. Normal sa part ng Kristiyano. Pero when you give in to that temptation, saka lang nagiging sin yung temptation.
Mm-hmm.
O di ba, how many times na tinempt ni Satan si Jesus Christ? Dami, di ba? Pero hindi naman siya nagkasala. Kasi hindi siya nag-give in doon sa temptation na meron tayo. So again, ulitin ko ha, trials and tests kapag outside yung hardship nang gagaling outside
sa stress and trials. Yes. Amen.
Okay? Temptation kapag nangyagaling sa inner at tayo ay nag-struggle sa tinatawag na sin.
Mm-hmm.
So yun po yung definition ng trials and temptation na meron tayo. Pero kung titingnan natin, Brother JR, no? God does not test us to make us fail. Tandaan mo yan. Tandaan mo natin ito, mga kapatid.
Yes,
no?
Yes.
Hindi tayo tinetest ng Panginoon para ano, magkaroon ng failure. Hindi po ganun.
Mm-hmm.
But He intends, okay? He intends, God intends that we will pass the test. Gusto ng Panginoon, makapasa tayo. Makapasa tayo. Hindi gusto ng Panginoon na bumagsak tayo because of trials or tests na meron tayo. But gusto ng Panginoon, ang idea ng Panginoon o ang will ng Panginoon is what? For all of us na magkaroon ng tinatawag na passing grade. O kung pwede nga, with flying colors and with medals. Valedictorian, salutatorian. Okay nga yun, di ba?
Passing grade, no?
Okay, sometimes kasi mga Kristiyano, lalo na yung matagal na sa pananampalataya, they are, you know, parang nakontento na siya, tinatawag na okay, napasamawa. yung sabi nga rin narinig natin na
75% okay na.
Yung 75, that's why sa Tagalog ang tawag palakol.
Mm.
Ano, grades niya, first period.
75, 77.
Okay na yan, pasan na yan. Okay? Okay na eh. Tayo eh. Parang nakontento na tayo doon sa kung anong meron tayo na hindi na natin tinatarget or ginogol yung ano, magkaroon tayo ng flying colors.
Yeah.
The same with Christian life. The same with Christian life na makikita natin na gusto ng Panginoon na maabot natin yung potential natin bilang isang mananampalataya. And which is what? Maturity, completeness, perfectness sa Panginoon. So, putitin natin in James chapter 1 verses 2 to 8, makikita natin na pinagkalooban tayo ni James ng, you know, guidelines for mm-hmm. us to be able to, you know, test our value, our response, and our character when kapag dumating tayo sa time na kung saan ay tinetest tayo ng Panginoon. I wrote here, no, sa next slide kung meron ako. I think nilagay ko dyan yung verse na meron tayo. Ayan. James chapter 1 verses
13 to 15.
Basahin ko sa inyo. Oh, ikaw na. Sige.
Okay. So James chapter 1 verses 13 to 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one.
Mm.
But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Then desire, when it has conceived, gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is fully grown, brings forth death.
Yeah. Okay, that is ano? That is the second part of our topic. Mm-hmm. Ilagay ko lang dito for us to be able to realize at ma-acknowledge natin at malaman natin na ang laki pala ng difference ng tinatawag sa trials and then temptations.
Malaki.
Okay? Tingnan nyo ha, temptation is what? In verse 13 to 15, let no one say, when he is tempted, I am being tempted of God.
Mm-hmm.
God can give us trial, but he is not in the habit of what? Tempting us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tingnan yung difference? So, mapapansin natin, ay, ano, tama si James, no? For God cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no one. Tinan nyo, ha? Very clear yung sinabi ni James at very practical yung sinabi ni James na hindi yan galing sa Panginoon. Yung temptation na meron tayo. Mm-hmm. Hindi yan galing sa Panginoon. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire.
Yeah.
Meron desire. Yeah? Meron desire. Then desire, when it conceived, gives birth to sin.
Yeah.
Normal, okay? Because God is allowing Satan, okay, to tempt us. Pero because meron tayong mga desire pa sa life na kagustuhan pa natin, humanly speaking, pag nasundan natin yung tinatawag na desire na meron tayo, ano ngayon? Nanganganak ng kasalanan.
Kasalanan.
Yan. And when sin, tinan mo ha? And when sin, when it's fully grown, what? Brings forth death. Wala naman trials na kung titingnan natin magbibring sa tinatawag na spiritual death. Okay? So, ang ibig ko lang sabihin, this verse shows that temptation are not from God. I want to clear it. Gusto ko lang maging clear. But come from our what? Fleshly desire.
Yeah.
Mayroon temptation kasi mayroon tayong fleshly desire. Our fleshly desires, okay, always lead us to sin and destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Yan ang tinuturo po sa Bible. Lahat po ng desire na meron tayo, fleshly, yung makalaman, or sabi natin, yung mga desire na hindi po kalooban ng Panginoon, nandyan pa yan sa atin. Hindi yan mawawala. Okay? But the Spirit of God, okay, which lives in us, leads us what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, patience, kindness. Di ba yung fruit of the Spirit?
Yes.
Yan yun eh. Okay? Gentleness, faithfulness, and what? Self-control.
Yan tinan
mo, nandiyan pa yung self-control. That's why sabi natin dito, each time, sa next slide. Each time, yan. Each time we are tempted, we always have a choice.
Oh.
Ayan, yes. Di ba?
Mm-hmm.
We always have a choice. Either we can choose.
Okay, mga kaibigan.
Yan.
Nandito pa po ako, Pastor. Medyo nawala ka lang ng konti.
Okay, pe.
Hello, Pastor. Mukhang mga kaibigan nawalan yata ng internet. Si Pastor June. Yan. Sige lang po, tayo po ay maghintay lang sandali. Baka bumalik naman in a while yung kanya pong connection. Okay? But as of the moment, maganda yung ating pinag-uusapan about, kumbaga sa point na ito, dinidifferentiate pa lang po ni Pastor June kung ano po ang temptation at trials. Okay? So, hintayin lang po. Wait lang po. Ayan. Mukhang si Pastor June ay kumakonnect na po. Wait lang po natin. Mukhang nakapasok na po si Pastor John. Wait lang po. Ayan, Pastor!
Ang PLDT wala. Ang ito, hindi siya mag...
Ano kaya, ano? Nakatabi ko sa akin, di ba?
Oh, hindi. Ang kasi ginamit ko, ito kasi ang tagal mag-load ng ano.
Ayan, mukhang nakakonnect na po si Pastor John. It's just that they are fixing something. Nawala na naman po yata sila ng connection sa kanila pong bahay. And they are now switching dun po sa backup internet nila. Okay, so let's just wait lang po ng konti. Ano po? Yan. So, yan. Pastor? Yan.
Oh, ano si Pastor Pit?
Magandang gabi po.
Okay lang ang sound ko?
Okay na okay, Pastor.
Okay. O kasi mga kaibigan, mga kapatid, nag-switch lang ako ng internet. We're glad na meron tayong backup, pero I hope na maging stable na yun din yung backup internet.
Oo.
Oops. Okay, sige. Okay na bro?
Clear? Okay na, okay na. Okay na, Pastor. Yan.
Okay, sige. I-steady ko lang sa... Kayo na, hindi siya mag-load. Ang tagal niya mag-load.
Sa globe?
Okay na. Sige, continue tayo. Sana tayo. Yan.
Ito na po.
Oh, yan. Sorry for the interruption. Meron tayong trials. Hindi, totoo. Parang pag mayroon mga nangyayaring galto na unexpected na hindi kahanda, parang muna, tapusin na natin to. Parang matapos na. Parang matapos na. Ibig sabihin, nangyayari. God is allowing these things for us to be able to test our response, our value, and our character. Siguro kung sa iba magwala na yun kasi naputol yung internet.
Yeah, no. Yung reaction kagad magwawala eh, no?
Sige lang, ituloy na natin. Sabi natin, or we can choose to obey the Spirit. Naalala mo iba yung laging na-explain sa atin ni Pastor Pete, our illustration, na meron dalawang aso.
Aso, yan.
Merong dalawang aso na itim sa kaputi.
Hindi
mo pinapakain yung puti, syempre, papayat yung puting aso. Kung pinapakain mo naman yung itim na aso, at siya lang yung lagi pinapakain mo, tataba yung puting itim na aso.
Correct.
The example is this. If we choose to feed our flesh, our fleshly desire, or feed our spirit, if one grows strong, the other one grows weak. Yun eh. Ganun po yung principle kapag pag-uusapan natin. Kung sino yung hindi mo pinapakain, eh, papayat. Kung palagi mo pinapakain yung fleshly desire, edi sila lang ang tataba. And then kung sabihin, yung spirit na meron tayo at di mo pinapakain, edi malnourished na yung spirit natin.
Mm.
At hindi na yan makakapag-produce ng ano, love, joy, peace, long suffering, long, okay. Di ba? Na meron tayo sa Panginoon. So, yun po yun, mga kapatid. So, kung titignan natin, again, each time we are tempted, we are always what? We always have a choice.
Yeah. It's all about choice, yes.
Yeah, it's all about choice. Pili po tayo sa buhay na meron tayo. Pero kung titignan po natin dito, sa next point, na-post ko to sa Facebook. Okay? Trials, rightly faced, are harmless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Walang magagawa sa'yo yan. Pagsubok lang yan. But, wrongly met, become temptations
to evil. Relate.
And if you have trials, and if you don't know how to react or handle that kind of trials, babaksak yan sa tinatawag na temptations.
Temptation, yes.
That's why very clear si James in James chapter 1 verses 2 to 8, okay, that we need to know what are the purposes of trials na meron tayo. Mamaya explain natin, no? Introduction pa lang tayo.
Yeah. Yun ang mabigat.
So in addition to coming from what we call sinful desire, the Bible also says temptations come from Satan. It's very clear, no? Ang lahat ng temptation galing kay Satan. He is called, kaya in the Bible, in Matthew chapter 4, I think verse 3, he is called the tempter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Siya talaga yung manunukso.
Correct?
Siya talaga yung manunukso. And not only in Matthew chapter 4, verse 3, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5. Satan, kung titingnan po natin, Satan uses sin to lure us away from God. Okay? In every case, kung titingnan po natin, when Satan tempts us or tempts people, he offers something that looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? Hindi ka naman itetempt ni Satan kung hindi masarap sa tenga yung sinasabi niya.
Aba.
Ay, ibig sabihin, he's trying to what? Offer you something na kung papakinggan mo at iisipin mo, yung ganda ng offer ni Satan. Diba?
Okay.
Lahat ng tension, always what? Can be coated sin.
Uy. Tama.
Alam mo yung ano, yung bubble gum na paborito natin noon, noong time natin.
Bazooka?
Hindi. Yung ano pintura.
Ah! Oo, yung nag-iiwan ng ano. Color sa dila.
Ito ngayon, bilog siya, di ba? Bubble gum. Na ang sarap nguyain sa labas. Pero kapag dumating ka doon sa gitna, sa core noong bubble gum, ang asim.
Correct.
Ganun yung temptation.
Grabe yun.
Ganun yung temptation na meron tayo. So, Satan is in the habit of offering something that looks good, but at what? Actually, sin. For example, anong in-offer niya kay Eva? So, Garden of Eden. Di ba? Kapag kinain mo ang fruit na ito, what? Malalaman mo ang magkakaroon ka ng knowledge. And sabi ni Satan, and it was good to eat.
Okay, sino ba naman Diyos kayo?
Sinong tao ba naman ang hindi malitem na kapag sinabi na magkakaroon ka ng kaalaman?
Yan.
Hindi, kainin ko na lang. Para magkaroon ka ng kaalaman.
Correct.
Okay? That's why silang dalawa ni Adan sa kani Eva, nung pagtapos silang kumain ng tinatawag na fruit of
the good and evil.
Oh, good and evil. Ano nangyari? Nahiya sila kasi nakahubad sila.
Oh, na-realize nila.
Okay? Iyon yung sinatawag na pangako. So, if you read the story how Satan tempted Jesus, yan, again pa. If you read the story of how Satan tempted Jesus, you will see he always gives some good reason why Jesus should sin. Babalikan nyo yan. Matthew chapter 4 verses 1 to 11, in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 14, napakadaming magagandang offer ni Satanas for us to be able to what?
Madami.
Grab that and what? Mag-commit tayo ng sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, yun po yung napakagandang mga pangako ni Satan, pero it's actually sin. Again, kung itin po natin, example, sa next slide. Next slide na meron tayo. Yan.
Book of Job.
Very familiar. Palagi natin narinig sa ating mga pastors. When we talk about testing, when we talk about trials, when we talk about inatawag na pagsubok sa buhay bilang isang mananampalataya, the Book of Job offers great example of how tests and temptations are different from each other. basahin niyo yung story ni Job, okay? Kutitinan natin, ano nyo ha? Trials and hardship, external trials and hardship. God allows hardship to come as test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With, anong intention? With the intentions that we will overcome and be blessed.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Yun yung main goal ng tinatawag na trial sa buhay na ano, ma-overcome at tayo ay magkaroon ng tinatawag ng pagpapala mula sa Panginoon. But Satan tries to get us to sin against God. So kung titingnan natin, Satan was given permission sa story ni Job. Satan was given permission to do all kinds of harm to Job. Diba? Humingi ng permission si Satan kay God sa ating Panginoon. Ano, sige nga, susubukan ko tong anak mo. Kung hindi siya magbabago kapag nakaranas na siya ng tinatawag na trial sa buhay. Pinagkakita ng Panginoon. Sabi ni Satanas, I'm going to test Job. Tempt Job. Okay? And then, tingnan natin kung hindi kanya i-curse.
Yan.
Sabi sa Panginoon. So, Job, one of the trials ni Job was what? Job lost his children? Bigat yun. Di ba? Tingnan natin, kahit nga lang isang anak mo ang mawala.
Bigat eh.
Bigat sa buhay.
Mm-hmm.
Di ba? Pero Job lost all his children. Mm-hmm. Those are trials. Those are testings. Okay?
Grabe yan.
Not only that, he lost his possessions.
Lahat. As in.
Bigat, no? Ubus ng anak mo. Wala na mga kayamanan mo. Mga possessions mo. And not only that, and he was afflicted with painful sore over all his body. Na walang anak mo, walang possession mo, nagkaroon ka na malalang sakit sa buong katawan na meron siya. Okay? So, kung titingnan natin, kapag nakaranas ka ng ganon, namatayan ka ng mahal sa buhay, na bankrupt ang business mo, nagkaroon ka ng malubang karamdaman, human reasoning, okay? Humanly speaking, human reasoning would say what? That God abandoned Job.
Mm-hmm.
That's the normal reaction ng tao. May mga bagay na nangyari sa kanyang buhay and those are testings and trials. Ang human reasoning and thinking is what? Iniwan na ako ng Diyos. Di ba?
Correct.
Iniwan na ako ng Diyos. And sometimes, when I lost my brother, mayroong ganun thinking na humanly speaking, ay, nasaan ang Diyos? When my brother was in ICU for almost a month in Qatar. Oh, sinong kasama ng brother ko doon? It's very hard. And it's very hard. That's why human reasoning, isipin natin, ano, pinabayaan tayo ng Diyos. And surely, kung titingnan natin, Job was tempted to blame God. Tama?
Tama.
Kapag sobrang hardship, kapag sobrang trials, kapag sobrang pagsubok sa buhay, usually, ang iniisip natin, hindi ka naman totoo, Lord. Hindi ka naman totoo, Lord. Hindi ka naman the God of love. Hindi mo naman kami mahal. Iyon yung gusto mangyari ni Satan. When he tempted Job, gusto niya i-curse ang Panginoon. Pero hindi naman niya kinurse ang Panginoon. See? That's why na-test yung response, na-test yung value, na-test yung character ni Job. Pasok. Pumasa. To make the story short, bumalik yung blessing sa life ni Job. Bumalik. Okay, sabi yan. In fact, kung titingnan natin, that is what his wife argued. Diba nag-argue ang wife ni Job? Nanin, no. Sa Panginoon mo. I-curse mo na. Hindi kaya pinabayaan ka nga ng Panginoon mo. She played right into what? Into the scheme or the plans of Satan. Yung asawa ni Job. It's sad to say. Sometimes, merong ganoong klase ng mga tao na nag-uudyok sa iyo, oy sige na i-curse mo na kasi nangyari sa iyo. Usually outside. I don't know kung Christian yung asawa ni Job. Pero mahirap kasi. Okay, mahirap. So kung titingnan natin in Job, tingnan natin sa verse na meron tayo para makita nyo. Next slide. Yan. Job chapter 2 verse 9 to 10. Mm-hmm. Then his wife said to him, do you still hold to your what? Hold fast to your integrity? Uy, okay ka pa? Sabi siguro ni asawa ni Job. Okay ka pa? Sabi ni asawa ni Job, curse God and die.
Mm-hmm. Sumpain mo, mamatay ka na.
Of course, God, i-blame si God and not. Mm-hmm. But he said to her, tira niyo ang sabi ni Job sa asawa niya, you speak as one of the foolish women would speak.
Nakakahiya.
Mm-hmm. Tira na sa sabi ni Job, nagsasalita ka na parang baliw or mangmang na mga baba, sa mga lahat ng babae na meron.
Mm-hmm.
Foolish. Because what? Curse God and die? Sabi niya, mm-hmm. Shall we receive good from God mm-hmm. and shall we not receive evil? O, mm-hmm. nag-ask this question. Gusto mo lang puro good ang ma-receive mo sa Panginoon? Hindi ba pwede? Pwede tayong bigyan ng Panginoon ng trials? In all this, kaya sabi natin dyan, Job did not sin with his lips.
Mm-hmm.
Response, mm-hmm. character, and what? Value.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung reasons kung bakit meron tayong trials. Makita kung anong behavior meron tayo within the trials. At the same time, makita kung ano ang value na meron tayo. And Job values, okay, valued God more than anything else. Tinalo
mm-hmm.
niya ang asawa niya. Di ba? Oh, and then the character of Job nandoon, mapapansin natin. So even though Job did not, okay, merong instance niya, even though Job did not know why God is giving him that kind of trials in life. Totoo, no? Ang usually na question natin kapag meron tayong trials na hindi natin gusto at gusto natin lang pasan, ang premi natin tanong, why? Why God? Why me? Bakit ako? Dami naman dyan. Bakit ako? Dami naman dyan. So even though Job did not know why God allowed these things to happen to him, he accepted, tignan nyo ha, Job accepted that God was the one who would eventually save him
mm-hmm.
from the trials. Kaya nga sabi natin sa next point, next slide, mukhang okay itong internet natin na. Okay? Okay. Ang verse na yan.
Okay, but it's
supposed the way that I take.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When he has tried me, I shall come out as gold. Di ba mm-hmm. kinakanta natin yan?
Mm-hmm. And I shall come forth as gold, yes.
Okay. My foot has held fast to his steps.
Mm-hmm.
I have kept his way and have not turned aside. Amen. I have not departed from the commandment of his lips.
Mm-hmm.
I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my portion of food.
Amen.
At yung stability ng mind and reasoning and faith ni Job na meron siya. But he knows the way that I take. Alam ng Panginoon kung ano yung pinagdadanasan natin. Alam ng Panginoon kung anong trials na meron tayo. Alam ng Panginoon kung gaano kasakit yung pinagdadaan natin. But when he was tried me, I shall come out or I shall come forth as what? As gold.
Mm-hmm.
Bakit sinabi yun ni Job? Kasi ang analogy noong gold sa temptation is what? Ang gold para kumintab, dumadaan.
Sa apoy, correct.
Sa apoy. The same with life, as Christian life. For us to be able to reach that kind of life na meron tinatawag na Christ-likeness, dapat meron testing.
Mm-hmm.
Testing na meron tayo. So sabi natin dyan, kung mapansin natin, Job recognizes, meron ba tayo sa next slide na meron tayo? Sige, basahin ko na lang dito. Job, tinan nyo ha, Job recognizes his troubles as test from God and also recognizes Satan's scheme. Tignan niyo yung difference. Alam ng ni Job na yung pagsubok na meron siya ay galing sa Panginoon at alam din ni Job kung ano yung style ni Satan para hindi siya magkasala. Mm-hmm. Para magkasala.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did not, tignan niyo ha, Job did not rely on his human reasoning alone.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
But held fast to his faith.
Amen.
Oh, mga kapatid, napaka-practical po ito na lesson para sa life natin bilang isang Kristiyano. Kung ikaw man ay nakakaranas ngayon ng pagsubok, sometimes or most of the time, we need to held fast on our faith, not on our human reasoning. Alam niyo kasi kapag sinabing human reasoning, dumadaan yan sa process ng human reasoning. May kasama na yung emotions.
Mm-hmm.
May kasama na yung kung ano yung lang yung nararamdaman mo, yun lang at wala ka nang papakinggan na iba. Okay? So, putitinan natin, napakasarap isipin, okay, na tayo ay sinusubok ng Panginoon for the purpose of what? Na magkaroon tayo ng maturity in life. So, I hope and I pray na maging clear ito para sa atin. So, sa next slide na meron tayo, sabi dyan.
Okay po. Yes. Yes.
Throughout the Bible, ayan, are people who turn defeat into victory and trials into triumph. Instead of being victims, they become victors. Ayan nyo ha, ang daming example sa Bible na nagsasabi na ano, napagtagumpayan nila yung tinatawag na trials. Okay? Instead na sila ay manatili doon sa kaisipan because of human reasoning, na eh, biktima ako ng pagsubok sa buhay. Di ba ganun? Malalim yung sila, biktima ako ng pagsubok mm-hmm. sa buhay. But, ano nangyari? They become victors. Tagumpay. Dahil sa faith na meron sila. That's why, here in our topic for this evening, sabi yan, the Epistle of James tells us that we can have the same experience today. From victims to victors, okay? Whether we are dealing with trials on the outside or temptation on the inside, through faith in God and Jesus Christ, we can experience victory. Mga kapatid, kung meron pagsubok sa buhay, meron tinatawag din na victory sa Christian life na meron tayo. And makakapagsabi kayo at makaka-relate kayo at sasabihin nyo, lahat tayo merong pagsubok sa buhay. Therefore, we are what? Also what? Going to be victorious kapag tayo ay nagtiwala sa Panginoon na meron tayo. So, kung titingnan natin, ito yung mga kaisipan na meron tayo na tinuturo sa aklat ng James, sa Book of James. Kasi sabi natin, if you're going to analyze it, yung aklat ng James, yung Epistle of James, is a very practical epistle. Very practical. Lahat makaka-relate. Pero kung titingnan natin, merong apat na bagay kung paano natin mapagtagumpayan yung pagsubok na meron tayo based on our text, which is James chapter 1, verses 2 to 8. Okay? Verses 2 to 8. Meron ka ba dyan Bible?
Wala po, Pastor.
Tingnan lang natin. No? Sa Epistle of James, verse 1, next point na meron tayo. For us to be able, okay, to, you know, become victors. Ang sabi, basahin ko sa inyo, ang samba ang cellphone ko. Okay. Exit. Sandali lang ha. Actually, yung verse 1 nandyan. Ang verse 2 nandyan, sabi dyan. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Mm-hmm. Okay. I think sandyan naman. So, count it. For us to be able to become victors instead of victims of trials, sabi dyan, the first verb is what?
Count. Yes.
When we say to count, it's, paso ibig po sabihin, bilangin natin 1, 2, 3, ang dami ng trials. Hindi. When we say to count, ang ibig sabihin ni James what? Consider. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. Alam nyo yung salitang various dyan, ibig sabihin many kinds or okay, variegated. Doon natin nakuha yung salitang polka dots.
Yun.
Oh, polka dots. Diba? Anong suot mo ngayon? Naka-polka dots ako. Ibig sabihin, kapag sinabi yung polka dots ako, iba-iba ng shape. Hindi, iba-iba ng color, pero maraming bilog-bilog. Kahit anong colors nandiyan. Doon natin nakuha yung salitang polka dots. Okay? So notice, okay? Notice that James assume that we will experience trial. Okay? Hindi niya sinabi na James doesn't say if. Meron kasing difference eh. Sabi dyan, James did not say, or he doesn't say if, but he said, he used the word when.
When, yes.
Ibig sabihin, anticipation. Expected.
Anticipate mo na.
Expected na natin na mayroong trial sa buhay. Hindi sinabi ni James na conditional na if. This is because Christians must expect trials.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kung Christian ka, expect trials. Tama? Kung Christian ka, expect trials. Hindi correct. Totoo ang sinasabi ng ibang grupo na kapag naging Christian ka, mawawala ang trials.
Okay?
Ekes na yan. Hindi na yan totoo. Okay? So kung titingnan natin, the nature of this trial, sa next point.
Oops, wait lang po. Yan.
The nature of these trials is various, yung sinasabi ko sa inyo kanina. Mm-hmm. not the temptations of Satan. In chapter 1 verses 2 to 8, James was not talking about temptations. Even though pareha sila ng Greek word na perasmos, but he was not talking about temptation. He was talking about trials. Okay? Or temptation to sin, sabi yan. For this cannot be matter of joy. Okay? So, but grief, these are fiery darts and give a great deal of uneasy. Yung to naman, no? Kapag mayroon trials, uneasy. Yung hindi ka mapakali.
Mm-hmm.
Isipin mo pa, pirme, isipin mo palagi. Kapag mayroon trials, mayroon tinatawag na, of course, mayroon trouble. Okay? But affliction and persecution for the sake of the gospel. So, ibig sabihin, James was talking about, it could be part ng trials is what? Mayroong afflictions at mayroong persecutions.
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of the gospel. Okay? Well, yun yun. Part na ng life natin as Christians. Dahil tayo ay kakaiba at unique sa tinatawag na sinful world. Okay? So, merong affliction, merong persecution, which are called here and elsewhere, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are trials of the faith of God's people. Kapag tinas ang trial, comfort as gold. Kung ikaw ay maging victors. And of other graces of the Spirit na meron tayo. But Satan, kung titingnan natin, but Satan fights us. Inaaway tayo ni Satan eh. Kasi gusto ni Satan, mag-fall tayo. Okay? Magkasala tayo. And the world opposes us. Okay? We cannot expect yung tinatawag nating trials. Okay? O, we can expect yung trials na meron tayo. But, what is to be the Christian response?
Okay. Yan.
What is to be the Christian's response kung ikaw ay nakaka-experience ng trial? When you are experiencing trial. Sabi ni James, count it all joy. This is the attitude. One of the keys for us to be able to be victors or magkaroon tayo ng triumph, okay, sa tinatawag over trials na meron tayo. Meron dami example in Acts chapter 5 verse 41, the apostles naman meron silang trials. In Romans chapter 5 verse 3, meron din trials pero napagtagumpayan. In 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 8 about in general the Christians meron trials. So mga kapatid, kung titingnan niyo po, the first step to turning trials into triumph is what? To immediately thank God and adopt a joyful attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, para naman tayo mga baliw. Kung sino mm-hmm. naman sabihin na meron ka ng pagsubok, nahihirapan ka na, uneasy ka na. Pero yung sabi eh. Count it all joy when you fall into what? Diverse temptations.
Diverse temptations.
Oh, yung sinabi, that's the King James text. Pero pag sinabi natin to count, okay, isa-isay natin, pag sinabi natin to count is what? To do it now and once and for all. Consider.
Yes.
Trials, do it now. Okay? Count it all joy. O yung salitang all naman. The word all is not referring to trials.
Mm-hmm.
Word all is referring to what? To the joy, the word joy. O kapag kayo ay merong trials, all joy, all out dapat ang joy.
Mm-hmm.
merong difference, eh, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
It is one thing to say, I'm enjoying this kind of thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Pero kapag sinabi mong all out, ibig sabihin, all joy na meron ako, ibibigay ko, kahit na meron trials. The word all is describing what kind of joy. Kumbaga ito nagbibigay ng emphasis sa word na joy. Adjective yung salitang all eh. Adjective, dinidescribe niya kung anong klaseng joy. All. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kapag titingnan natin, count it, all joy. Count yung trials, it, okay? And then all, referring to the word joy. Okay? Ang ibig sabihin, pag sinabi ng all joy, full joy, unmixed joy.
Yeah.
Okay? Not Amen. Just some joy. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Along with what we call grief. But kung tinignan natin sa iba pa ng ibang translators, sa iba pa ng ibang commentators, the highest kind of joy. Kung meron trials, adapt natin yung attitude na ano, the highest kind of joy. Yun yung attitude.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Attitude. Nothing but joy.
Yun.
Nothing but joy. Count it all diverse temptation to each or to be each a matter of joy. Sabihin, meron kang trial sa finances, meron kang trial sa pandemic, okay? Consider is what? Gamitin mo para magkaroon ka ng joy in God.
Yan.
Okay? Joy in God. So, again, ulitin natin, the first step to turning trials, again, meron mo tayo yung ano dyan?
Yung count it all joy.
Sa next. Yan. So, the first step to turning trials into triumph is to immediately think and adopt a joyful attitude.
Nice. Maganda.
That is commanded by God through James, sabi ni Santiago. But kung titingnan natin, Pastor, how? Paano magiging source ng joy yung
tinatayos
sa buhay? Parang, ang hirap naman kasi, mag-extend ba tayo? Kasi medyo naputol tayo kanina. Mag-extend ba tayo? Tapos ikaw natin. So, but how? Ang tanong natin, Pastor, paano? We may ask, is it possible to rejoice in the midst of trials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it possible to rejoice in the midst of trials? So that's why there's what we call verse 3. Look at verse 3.
Yeah. Ano bang verse 3 natin dyan?
Sige. Yeah, tapos lang dyan. Ting! Verse 3. 1, 3.
Yeah.
For you know, okay? For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness.
Yun, pala.
Okay? Patience nakalagay sa iba.
Hmm.
So for us to be able to have this what? Unmixed joy, highest kind of joy, joyful attitude in the midst of trial, while experiencing trial, tignan natin, sabi dyan, we need to know. Yan. Knowing ito, hindi ka magiging joyful sa gitna ng trials if you do not know that the testing of your faith produces patience.
Yes. Amen.
Yun ang sabi ng Bible. Yun ang sinasabi ng Bible through James. Na kung titingnan natin, hindi ka kailanman magsasaya o magkakaroon ng joy kung hindi mo nalalaman yung reason kung bakit meron kang trials. Very clear. Knowing that the testing of your faith produces joy.
Patience.
Or steadfastness.
Yes.
Parang hindi naman kasi natin ginagamit yung salitang steadfastness these days.
Mm-hmm.
Patience, okay?
Masyadong malalim eh.
Masyadong malalim. O, next, sabi dyan. We are to understand that, next point. We are to understand that trials test our faith.
Yes.
And then, faith tested can bring out the best in us. Parang slogan na nakikita natin. Just as fire purifies gold. 1 Peter 1:7.
Amen.
This understanding, kung alam natin at meron tayong kaalaman patungkol dito, with this understanding, we can have joy in trials because we know that testing works for us, not against us.
Yun.
Uh-huh. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Trials, rightly used, help us
to mature.
Ibig sabihin, kung hindi mo pala alam gamitin yung trials, hindi ka magmamature.
Amen.
Kapatid, to our listeners, okay, I hope na maging guide ito sa inyo when you are experiencing trial or sa mga darating panaaraw, that testings, trials work for us, not against us.
Tama po.
To have joy.
Tama po.
Has to be able to have joy. So, yun po yung napakaganda. So, specifically, faith tested produces patience. Romans chapter 5. Verses 3 to 4, yan po ang sinasabi. In the Bible, kung titignan po natin, meron ba ako dyan na nilagay? Patience is not a passive acceptance of circumstances. Ano yun? Pag passive ka, tanggapin na yan. Yan yun. Diba? Humankind of, response na kapag dumarating yung pagsubok na parang bigat-bigat na parang hindi mo alam kung anong gagawin. Sabihin na natin, diba, ito yung narinig mo yun, tanggapin natin kung ano kalooban. Patience, kung titingnan natin, patience is not passive acceptance. The word patience is an action word. Pag sinabi natin patience, kapag sinabi natin steadfastness, it denotes the ability
to exhibit steadfastness and constancy.
Yung
dire-diretsong response na magpapakita ng character na meron ka at matetest yung value na meron ka in the face of the most formidable difficulty.
Mm-hmm.
So, patience, mga kapatid, pag sinabi natin patient, it is a courageous perseverance in the face of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Yung attitude na magpapatuloy ka, walang humpay, sa gitna ng tinatawag na suffering because you know that the testing of our faith produces patience. At the same time, it works for us, not against us. It is, pag sinabi natin patience, it is the continuing on even when it is rough despite the circumstances na meron ka. So, ibig sabihin, such quality of steadfastness or patience na meron tayo can come only to what? Through experiencing trials. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo papapakita yung patience mo kung wala kang trials.
Amen. Amen. So,
Sometimes we ask God, Lord, nagpe-pray tayo, Lord, bigyan mo nga ako ng pasensya. Hindi. Ang bibigay sa iyo ng Panginoon, trials, para lumabas yung pasensya mo.
Correct.
Tama? So, yun. Yun yung tinatawag natin na kaibang paraan ng Panginoon na gagamitin niya for us to be able to produce patience.
Yes. Amen.
Walang trials o walang patience kung walang trials.
Mm-hmm.
Tandaan niyo po yan. Walang trials o walang patience kung walang trials.
Mm-hmm.
So, sabihin, mga kapatid, the value of developing patience will be seen kung titingnan natin. Maintindihan natin kung bakit natin, kung bakit tayo nagkakaroon ng trials sa buhay. So, pangatlo na, ayan, matatapos na tayo. Yes!
Apat
na action word lang naman to.
Okay.
Next. Sa next. For us to be able to become successful or sabihin natin, maging triumphant tayo sa kabila na tinatawag na trials, the word let. Una, count. Then pangalawa, no. Pangatlo, let. Yan yung kaduktong. Yeah. Patience have its perfect work. Chapter 1, verse 4. And let steadfastness or let patience have its full effect that you may be perfect and complete. Lacking
in nothing.
In nothing. Diba yun din yung sabi sa atin sa Psalms chapter 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yes.
The same kind of idea. Okay? The same kind of idea. So truly, kung titingnan natin sa next point, truly, to turn trials into triumph, the next point, Brother
God,
we must let patience do
its work.
Ibig pala sabihin, yung trials magpuproduce ng patience.
Yes.
Pabayaan natin na nandyan, manatili sa bawat sa atin kasi meron siyang trabaho, meron siyang goal sa life natin.
Mm-hmm. Sabi natin,
to truly turn trials into triumph, we must let patience do its work. Or when patience, bakit? For when patience has had an opportunity to work, it produces
maturity. Amen.
Sabihin, ibig sabihin, walang maturity kung walang patience. Walang patience kung walang trial. Yan yung development ng thinking at thought ni James na meron tayo. Magbunyi, hindi naman magbunyi, magkaroon ng unmixed joy. Okay? Because we know, okay, na yung patience natin nagpuproduce sa tinatawag na maturity na meron tayo. So when patience has had an opportunity to work, it produces maturity. Too often, tingnan natin, when we are experiencing trial, Brother JR, we get right away of the trials.
Oo. Oh, gusto natin agad takasan eh. Oh.
Uy, kailan ba panatapos itong pagsubok na ito sa buhay?
Oo.
Naka-experience mo pala nina, pero gusto mo nang takasan. Pero sabi rin, if you just going to let patience, you know, to finish its work, anong produces niya?
Maturity. Amen.
Ganun pala yun. Na yes. Kung merong pagsubok, hayaan natin na mag-work ang patience na meron tayo so that it can produce maturity. But there are times, okay? There are times when the best course is what? To bear up. under trial. Eh, that's the reason kung bakit tayo kailangan manatili sa trial, sa mental trial. So, sabi niya, and for when patients had the opportunity, nabasa natin. So, the word perfect, okay? The word perfect in that verse 4, the word perfect does not mean sinlessness. Okay? Okay. Perfect does not mean sinlessness, but completeness or wholeness or what? Maturity. In the New Testament, okay, it is used for those what? Kapag sinabi natin maturity, kapag sinabi natin mature, those who attained spiritual manhood in Christ. Nag-grow up na sila. Okay? Nag-grow up na sila kapag may tinatawag na perfectness or completeness in life. Pag sinabi natin maturity in the New Testament, those who have reached full maturity and understanding in spiritual matters. Okay? Yun yung napaganda. Sabi nga rin ni Peter, napag-aala natin, we are no longer babes. Kung tayo sa tinatawag na maturity o hindi na tayo tinatawag na immature. So such maturity, okay, such maturity comes only when patients has had time to work. Try to consider this. Mayroon parang example sa Bible. Consider this for example. An endurance runner is what? In his training, kailangan mag-endure siya ng trials, ng testing, ng obstacle. That is what? Patiently running mile after mile in training.
Tama.
That's why mayroong exercise. Kasi target natin is marathon.
Yes.
So, kung nagpa-practice, eto eh, naka-isang lap ka pa lang o isang kilometer pa lang. Tila mo.
So, tama.
Okay. If we wish to run the race well, spiritually speaking, we need to develop patience sa training. Kasi pag sinabi natin patience, kasama pa rin yung disiplina dun eh.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
Yung sa life na meron tayo. So yung patience na tinatawag, yung pag-develop ng patience na tinatawag, comes only through a form of spiritual resistance training. Resistance training. Alam nyo, madali lang magpalaki ng tiyan.
Pero madali rin magpaliit.
Diben, madali lang mag-gain ng weight.
Yes. Correct.
Pero napakahirap magpaliit at maging fit. It takes time and what? Meron tinatawag na resistance training.
Resistance training, correct.
The same with patience, the same with what we call maturity. So that's what, trials in which our faith is what? Put to test. Natingnan natin, we could rehearse many of the clear biblical reasons why we need to count it all joy. Okay? Count it all joy. Sabi natin, when we encountered various trials, we know, alam din natin, in Romans chapter 8:28, we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purposes, alam din natin yan. And maybe isa sa tabi natin na yun ang sabi ng Panginoon, di ba? Mahal ako ng Panginoon. Ibig sabihin, lahat ng mga bagay nito nangyari sa akin, meron man trials working for my good. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, we can write over every trial. Okay? Bakit? Sabi doon, this light momentary affliction is what? Preparing us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparisons. Those are what? Napakagandang mga verse. Pero kung titingnan natin sa context na pinag-uusapan natin, James chapter 1, verses 2 to 8, James has something particular in mind for you, okay? That the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. Kaya nga sabi natin sa next point, kung meron dyan.
Wait lang pa, sir.
Sige.
Yan.
So let, hayaan natin, let endurance have a perfect work. That is, have its full effect by showing the most perfect degree of endurance. Bigay todo. When we talk about perfect work, when we talk about endurance, dapat bigay todo. Namely, okay, joy in bearing the cross and enduring to the end. Matthew chapter 10.
Verse
20. Mm-hmm. So, mga kapatid, one of the keys na meron tayo for us to be able to, you know, to be triumphant in the midst of trials, we need to let patience have its work. Full effect.
Mm-hmm.
Full effect. So, again, count, no, and then let. Yan. Pang-apat. Ay, last pala.
Last na pala. Bilis din pala eh, no?
Ikli lang nga eh.
Mm-hmm.
Pang-apat. Let him, the next verb, ask of God.
Mm-hmm.
A actually this part in chapter 1 verse 5 pakibasa.
Okay. So if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
Oh, ay, sasabihin niyo, Pastor, iba na ng context si James in chapter 1 verse 5. Hindi, same context pa rin. Okay? Mm-hmm. Kasi, ang sabi dyan, if you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God. Wisdom saan? In how to overcome trials.
Yun.
Okay? Kasi meron na tayong knowledge eh. Yes. Meron na tayong knowledge in verse 3. Okay? Knowing. Yeah. Dapat natin yun eh. Knowing. But sometimes, yung wisdom na meron tayo, kulang how to
application. Yes.
Stay or remain under trials. Sabi yan, if we lack wisdom, ask for it from God. Bakit? Because He promised it to give it liberally.
Yes.
Okay? And He will not reproach us making such a request. That's why even Solomon, King Solomon, request for wisdom was well what? Well pleasing to God. Gusto ng Panginoon eh. Yung nag-a-ask tayo.
Yes.
Oh, it is always an honor. It is always an honor to a father. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Kung pwede siyang bata na humingi ng tulong sa kanya.
Tulong sa kanya. Yes. Totoo yan.
Ikaw eh. Na-experience mo yan kay, yes. Okay? Merong sense of pride. Diba? Merong, mm-hmm. Humanly speaking, merong sense of pride na kapag binigyan mo ang isang bata ng isang paso or something to do na pag-iisipan niya, dumarating sa punto na ano, Lord, ayoko na, hindi ko, sabi siguro ni Arya, Daddy, hindi ko na kaya. Anong gagawin ni Arya? He will go to you.
She will ask help, yes.
Ask for, ask for instruction and ask mm-hmm. for wisdom how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes yun ang kulang sa atin.
Magtanong okay? O humingi ng
sometimes
tulong.
Sometimes yun ang kulang sa atin as Christians kung bakit hindi tayo nagiging matagumpay sa trials because we always forget what? To ask God for wisdom. How to do it.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it.
Tama.
So someone ask God and then natuwa. O kapag sinabi yung word na lack dyan, if any of you lacks wisdom, okay? Kapag sinabi natin lack, wanting natin translate. If any of you want wisdom, titingnan natin, namely, wisdom where we can apply to count it all joy. Yun yung sinasabi ni James na kung hindi mo alam kung paano mag-consider na ang lahat ng trials saan mixed joy, you need to ask God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You need to ask wisdom and let have, you know, have perfect or yung patience, have a perfect work. Mag-ask tayo ng wisdom. So wisdom is shown, okay, in its effect in details in James chapter 3 verse 7. Pag-aaral natin yan next time, okay? We need to ask the highest kind of wisdom which governs patience. Kala natin wisdom lang eh, ability to what? To apply every knowledge that we have learned. Pag-aaral natin, but we need to ask the highest kind of wisdom na meron tayo. Oh, what the question is this. What exactly is this wisdom?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tingnan natin sa next point. What exactly is this wisdom? Tingnan nyo. We should be careful sa next point. We should be careful to distinguish wisdom from knowledge.
Okay.
Tingnan natin sinasabi paulit-ulit. Knowledge involves information or facts. Okay? But wisdom is the ability or insight to properly use those facts in the most expeditious way. So dapat titingin natin at unawain natin ang inihingi natin sa Panginoon. Okay? Kasi provided na yung knowledge eh, through His Bible,
yes.
Through the Word of God. Ang problema natin, yung ability or insight to properly apply or use those knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Alam nyo, humanly speaking, pinag-uusapan natin, okay? Maraming matatalino.
Yan.
Maraming matatalino.
Maraming okay. Magagaling.
Mm-hmm. Pero, hindi nila alam kung paano gamitin yung talino na meron sila. Yun yung tinatawag.
Yun ang problema.
Yun yung tinatawag na wisdom. O, ang daming nakaka-memorize ng Bible verses.
Yan.
Bible verses, doon tayo nagkukulang. So, kung tingnan nyo mga kapatid, there's a difference between wisdom and understanding or knowledge na meron tayo. Failure to understand this distinction has led many into error.
Okay.
Totoo yan. Okay? Kapag hindi mo alam ang distinction between wisdom and knowledge, it will automatically lead you to what we call error. Kasi sinasabi ng iba, in this section, chapter 1, verses 5 to 8, kasi sinasabi ng iba, many believe this passage, okay, teaches that God will give knowledge. Hindi po eh. Okay? Yung tinatawag na asking in prayer, okay, hindi mo makukuha yung yung knowledge mo through asking sa prayer. But you can get knowledge sa Bible. So, hindi ibig sabihin, hindi po yun, no? Titingnan po natin. Ang sinasabi po ni James, okay, yung wisdom na meron tayo ay bunga ng pag-as natin sa Panginoon. You can have knowledge anytime you want through the Bible, through the preaching.
Tama.
Yung wisdom na meron tayo is what? If you are going to ask Him. If you're going to ask Him. So, however, the wisdom to properly use His word, knowledge can be what? Received through prayer, okay? Sa,
yes.
Sa point na meron tayo.
Okay, wait lang po.
Next point. Yan. Wisdom to properly use trials and turn them into triumph can likewise come to proper prayer.
Yan, correct.
Balik mo doon sa verse na meron tayo. Pakita ko sa inyo. Anong proper prayer? Balik sa verse na meron tayo. Isa pa.
Yan.
Verse 5.
Yeah.
But let him ask in faith. That is the proper prayer. Okay? With no doubt, you're going to receive wisdom if you ask God in faith, mm-hmm, without doubting. For the one who doubt is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes pala, hindi tayo makareceive ng wisdom from God because we are still doubting.
Correct.
Sometimes pala, hindi tayo sinasagot ng Panginoon because we are not asking in faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, doubt natin proper prayer. Balik natin sa next point natin.
Okay.
Thank you, Brother Jia. Yan, that's why sabi natin, the wisdom to properly use trials and turn them into triumph can likewise come through proper prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Proper prayer, meron ba ako sa point dyan? Meron akong multisipit.
Yan.
Yan. And then, sa, ano na yan?
Iba na po ito. Yan.
Dyan lang, stay lang dyan. Okay? Proper prayer is that asked in faith and with no doubt. Otherwise, the prayer will not be answered by God. Now, our conclusion. For us to be able to turn trials into triumph, we need to count it all joy. We need to know. Okay? The testing of our faith produces patience. Okay? And then we need to what? Pangatlo, ano yun? Let patience have its perfect work. And then, let ask God about wisdom.
Yes.
So, ito po yung four keys for us to be able to turn trials into triumph. For our conclusion, sabi ito, in God's strange and wonderful ways of ruling this world, sinapag-usapan natin, we are living in sinful world kanina in our introduction. Life's most painful trials serve a special purpose for our good. Mga kapatid, tandaan niyo po yan. Tandaan po natin, yung mga pagsubok na meron tayo sa buhay na dinadanas natin right now, and I do believe you are experiencing your own trials.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in the midst of trials.
Mm-hmm.
Tinatawag na special purpose for our good. Hintayin natin ang Panginoon. Hintayin po natin ang Panginoon sa pagkakataon ng buhay natin ito. Kung ikaw man ay nakakaranas ng pagsubok, meron pong purpose ng Panginoon. God often draws His straightest lines from life's greatest difficulties to our deepest and sweetest joys. Ibig sabihin mga kapatid, yung trials na meron tayo, nakakonekta sa joy na meron tayo, which is what? The sweetest joys na meron tayo. Kung titingnan natin, napakaganda. When James charges us to count it all joy, he does not mean it all. Mga kapatid, humanly speaking, pain is pain. Okay? Pain is pain, trials, all hardship. But, meron tayong tinatawag na joy because alam natin na merong joy na darating sa buhay natin, yung special purpose. Pakibasa yan, next point na yan.
Okay. So, one of the things God is doing when He tests our faith is He is preserving our faith. When He lovingly brings trials into our lives, and He does so lovingly for all who are in Jesus, He is working for us and in us one of the greatest goods imaginable.
Oh, magpupusa tayo dito. Then, part 2 next week. Okay? Napaka-clear. Okay? One of the things God is doing is what? When He tests our faith, He is preserving our faith.
Amen.
Pinipreserve ng Panginoon yung pananampalataya natin kung meron tayong trials. And when He lovingly brings trials into our lives, buong pagmamahal niyang ginagawa ito para sa atin in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
And sabi natin, He is working for us. Kung tayo ay may trials, He is working for us. He is working in us.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the greatest goods imaginable na meron tayo, which what? The sweetest joy at yung maturity na darating sa atin kung tayo ay maging matagumpay sa tinatawag na trials na meron tayo. So He says our various trials or any kind of trials, it means big ones, small ones. It can be easy to see, you know, sabihin natin, maliit lang yan eh. Makapalit, whether it be small or big trials, okay, it is working for us. And God is working in us for our good, highest good in maturity.
Amen.
So, hindi nyo pa makalimutan, count it all joy, okay? Let us know or know, and then let patience have its perfect work, and let us ask for wisdom. Proper praise.
Amen.
Okay? So, trials pa lang, extreme temptation.
Ayan. Maraming salamat po, Pastor June, sa napaka-linaw at napaka-kumbaga, full of compassion yung kanyang pong sa pag-deliver po ng salita ng ating Panginoon. Tama po, ano? Napakahusay po ng ating po napag-aralan ngayong gabi. This is just first part ng ating pong pag-aaral. Overcoming trials pa lamang po tayo. And punong-puno na po tayo ngayong gabi dahil nga po lahat naman po kasi tayo dumadaan sa mga pagsubok eh. It's normal. Sabi nga po nung unang point natin, count it all joy. Consider it na imbis na magmukmuk tayo, eh magpasalamat po tayo na dumadanas po tayo ng ganito mga pagsubok. Kasi alam naman po natin, base po sa ating po mga napag-aralan, na hindi naman po tayo pababayaan eh. Okay? Hindi naman po tayo pababayaan ng Panginoon. At sabi nga po dito, He tests our faith because He's preserving our faith. Correct? So, yan po yung purpose ng Panginoon eh. Kumbaga, ginagawa lang po tayong, kumbaga pinupurify. Kumbaga sa ginto po eh, pinapadaan tayo sa apoy para tayo ay magliwanag, magshine, mas ma-appreciate natin yung sarili natin. Dahil nalampasan natin ito, hindi dahil sa sarili natin, kundi nalampasan natin ito dahil sa tulong ng ating pong Panginoon. Sabi din po, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. Yan. Marunong magpasensya. Okay? Na ganito mga sitwasyon, nabibigyan din tayo ng pasensya. Natututo tayo magpasensya. Okay? So, mali po yung panalangin na, Panginoon, bigyan niyo po ako ng pasensya. Naku po, hindi po kayo bibigyan ng Panginoon ng pasensya. Bibigyan po kayo ng Panginoon ng mga sitwasyon sa buhay ninyo na matitest po ang inyo pong pasensya. Okay? So, yun po yun. Ngayon, pangatlo, let patience have its perfect work. Hayaan po natin yung pasensya ay kumilos o gumalaw. Maging pasensyoso po tayo. Huwag po nating madaliin. Hindi po yung kumbaga parang ito yung problema, minamadali natin. Bakit ganito, Lord? Gusto ko na matapos ito. Hindi, meron kasing kailangang proseso mapagdaan. Kailangan mong may matutunan. Okay? Yan. Baka kasi, ayaw mo kasing, minsan kasi, ma-pride tayo eh. Minsan ma-pride tayo na ayaw natin pagdaan kasi feeling natin, alam na. Pero kailangan kasi dahil merong itinatama sa atin ng Panginoon. Yan. Okay. And lastly is let Him ask of God. Okay? Matuto po tayong humiling ng tulong sa ating pong Panginoon kapag ang mga sitwasyon ay medyo hindi na po talaga natin. Actually naman po talaga hindi naman po talaga natin kakayanin kung wala po ang gabay ng ating pong Panginoon. So yan lamang po ano, yan po yung ating pong unang parte ng ating po pag-aari ngayon, ang overcoming trials o ang pagtatagumpay sa mga pagsubok. Next week po, sa awa ng Diyos, makikita-kita po tayo muli para po naman pag-aralan ang pagtatagumpay laban naman sa tukso. Yan. So, yun. So, maraming salamat po sa pagsubaybay. Medyo nag-extend po tayo ng konti dahil nga po meron mga konting technical problems. Okay? Pero maraming salamat po at medyo sa ganitong oras, sinusubaybayan nyo pa rin po kami. Hindi po kayo nagsasawa sa amin. So, konting pabati lang po. Pastor, meron kang gustong batiin bago ko banggitin itong mga nag-comment sa atin?
Ano na? Parang wala.
Okay po. Si Francis Gonzalez, maraming salamat po. Good evening daw po sa atin. Maraming salamat, sir, sa pagsubaybay. Good evening po. Galing po kay Tita Lizelle Sanchez. Maraming salamat, Tita. Tita Dimple, magandang gabi. And Tita Cynthia Huguan, magandang gabi po. Yan, maraming salamat. And Teresita Eda Napano, good evening, watching here in Taguig. Wow, naabot na pala natin ang Taguig. Maraming salamat po. And si Maria Romeli Iris, yan, good evening. And then yung aking pong asawa, nag-comment din po, amen. Na-bless din po siya sa ating pong napag-usapan ngayong gabi. At si Tita Army Bombio, good evening. So maraming salamat po sa inyo pong pagsuporta at patuloy na pakikinig at pagsama sa amin. So wag po kayong mahiya, no? Kung meron po kayong tanong, i-post nyo lang po. Okay? Gusto nyo mag-share din kayo, wala rin pong problema kasi ang programa pong ito, kumbaga parang Bible study lamang po. Parang Bible study na kung saan pwede rin kayo mag-share. Okay? Wini-welcome po din natin at kung pwede rin po kayong magtanong. Para naman po, matulungan din naman po namin kayo kung sakasakali sa tulong po ng pagbabasa o pag-aaral ng ating po salita. Sir Jun, meron ka pong pahabol?
Wala naman.
Wala na.
Bago ko lang na-open ng ano ang internet namin.
Ayan. May kapapasok lang na bagong comment. Si Tita Cynthia Huguan. Amen. Thank you for the nice topic. Wow, maraming salamat po. Maraming salamat kasi talagang binigay sa puso ko itong topic na ito eh. Dahil nga tingin ko pasok sa ating lahat eh. Pasok na pasok sa ating lahat. Kumbaga parang public service na rin ano, mga kaibigan, medyo extend lang tayo ng konti. Medyo dumadaan po tayo ngayon sa pandemya. So it's normal na medyo nakakaramdam tayo katulad ng sinabi ni Pastor kanina. Kumbaga, itong mga ganitong sitwasyon, talagang natitest ang ating pananampalataya eh. Okay? So, alam na po natin na nalalapit na po tayo sa pagbabalik ng Panginoon. Okay? So, i-apply na po natin yung ating pong mga natutunan ngayong gabi. Okay? Count it all joy. Consider this as, kumbaga, pagkakataon para tayo'y laging magsaya. Okay? Magsaya. At kumbaga, humingi tayo sa Panginoon ng kalakasan para malampasan po natin kung ano po yung napagdadaanan natin ngayon sa ating pong bansa. Okay? Public service, ang coronavirus po ay hindi pa rin po tapos. Huwag po tayong maging magpabaya. Nandiyan pa rin po siya. At wala pong masama kung tayo po'y susunod. Ano? Patuloy pa rin po tayong kung lalabas man kayo, magsuot pa rin po tayo ng mask and face shield. Okay po? Kung wala rin naman po kayong gagawin sa labas, magstay na lang po tayo sa loob ng ating tahanan. Okay? Maganda po yun. Dahil nga po, nakakapag-spend pa kayo ng time sa inyo pong pamilya. At mas may pagkakataon din to read and to study the Word of God. Okay? So, yun lamang po. Wala na po akong ibang babatiin. Pastor, okay ka na, no?
Okay na po. We'll just see
okay,
you.
Okay na si Pastor. So, see you. Makita-kita po tayo muli sa susunod na Biyernes, alas 7 po ng gabi, dito po sa Ang Gabay. Salamat! Good evening.
Good evening.
Bye po.